Hello everyone, Donna Devane here of DonnaDevane.com. I hope this finds you joyfully creating and joyfully enjoying what it is that you have created. If not, remember, you can always start right where you are this moment and create something more to your liking. Today I'd like to talk about riding the waves of change. Ooh, there's so much change going on individually here with every person experiencing new opportunities for growth. And we're looking around us and seeing that our world's changing, our society's changing, our culture's changing, and because of it, there's a lot of fear. I think change always stimulates fear with a large portion of society, because we've not yet learned that change is a normal thing. Change is not something that should bring about fear in our lives, but oftentimes it does, because even though we may not like where we are in our lives, we are familiar with them. We know what to expect. I mean, we've been here before, right? So we understand what's next. It's going to be more of the same, more of something very similar to what I've experienced. And if I don't like it, well, you know, that's not as scary as something around the bend that I can't see, that I can't grab hold of. It's not tangible, and I really don't know what that's going to be. And I've heard it said a lot of times that the way you fear things is more often than not more horrible than the actualized experience. And I think that's so more often than not. We have a tendency to think of change as our enemy. Rather, change is our friend. Change is the stream always flowing gently, and sometimes, you know, we run into a waterfall. But for the most part, change is that downhill flow that offers us the opportunity to experience ourselves in all different manners of ways from which we've previously experienced ourselves and known ourselves to be. Here in this country, in America, we're seeing lots of changes and lots of fear and lots of anger because of the changes. People are terrified that healthcare reform is going to bring about socialism or communism. We've got wars all around the planet, it seems. We've got famine and drought and earthquakes and tsunamis and flooding and just all manner of things. It's change. It's change. And while many of them are not comfortable, I want to present an option into your thinking. Is it possible, do you think, that all the fear and all the anger that we're experiencing here in the States and around the world might possibly have something to do with all these so-called disasters around our planet? Now, we have to take responsibility for our thoughts and our feelings. And when those thoughts and feelings are fearful, now, your thoughts and your feelings, they're energy. They are energy. And they always bring about some shift, some change in the whole, because we are all connected. Remember, there is no you, me, us, and them. There's just one. There's all of us, and we're one. We're connected. There is no way that one can do or not do something that does not affect the whole. This is the way it's set up to work. So is it possible, do you think, that all this fear and this anger across our planet is bringing about some of these devastating so-called natural disasters? I read a report a while back that got me thinking about this, because someone had actually had this thought and done some research, and they came to find out that during the periods of history when there were the most wars, the most conflict, violent conflict, that it always coincided with the most natural disasters. Wow. Now that's interesting, isn't it? And it makes you think that we are all responsible for the energy that we put into play every day. Whether that energy is peaceful, love, kindness, gentleness, or whether it's fear and anger, bitterness, conflict, violence. We cannot get away from the actual fact that the energy we are putting out, always, always, there is a result to it. There's a reaction to it. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, remember? So what I'm trying to get us to think about today is, what are we going to do with all this energy of change? Are we going to continue to put out the energy of anger and fear and create more anger and fear? I mean, ball it up into bigger and bigger and bigger disasters, socially, economically, culturally, globally, as far as our planet is concerned. Are we going to grab hold of change and ride the wave? Ride the wave in ecstasy and enjoy. Embrace our potentiality. Because, see, you are all potentiality. Anything that you can think of, dream of, desire, imagine, you can be that. You can experience that. You can do that. You can have that. Because you are the energy of all potentiality. Isn't that fun? I think that's fun. Knowing this, doesn't it make sense that we let go of the reins of the fear horse? We get off, we dismount, we say, thank you, we've had this ride, it's no longer fun. Bill Hicks used to say, it's just a ride, it's just a ride. Well, you know, this has been a ride, and we've ridden the merry-go-round, the roller coaster of fear and anger and violence for thousands of years. You know what? We still don't have peace. We still don't have global prosperity. We still have people starving to death in our world. In this country, we have people hungry. We have people homeless. And that's in America, the richest nation in the world. We have people homeless and hungry, dying because they cannot get health care. And I know people say, well, they can go to the emergency room. That's true, they can. But you cannot get follow-up care at the emergency room. You need a doctor for that, and you need money or insurance to get that. We've still got all manner of things going on that are not to our liking here in the richest country in the world. Why? Because of fear, because of anger. Fear and anger are not who we are. We have been given the spirit of love and of a sound mind. We are love. We are a sound mind. We are one with Source, with Creator, with one another, with all things. We are one. We are energy. Eternal I Am, no beginning, no end. Energy. That's who we are. And when we begin to wrap our minds around that and our hearts around that, and we begin knowing this in the center of our being, who we are, then it's easy to let go of fear. It's easy to take hold of the reins of love and of joy and of celebration and to see ourselves as limitless possibility, creating joyfully all things that we would enjoy interacting with. Today, ask yourself, what energy am I using to create with? Am I riding the wave of change as though it were a ride at the fair and I was shouting and giggling and screaming with glee? Or am I digging in my heels and resisting and adding more violence and more energy of resistance to our planet? Now, you can do either one. It makes no difference. I mean, it really doesn't. This is all illusion anyway. But for someone who is in physical form, who does not have food to eat, the illusion of being hungry is painful and uncomfortable. For someone who has illness in their body, the illusion of physical reality and the illusion of physical sickness is not comfortable. can we then agree to grab hold of change and to look at this powerful shifting energy that's taking place on our planet right now, this very moment, and go with it? Go gleefully, joyfully, wherever the change leads us. Think about the possibilities that we could create if we rode the wave of this change. There is a giant movement here in America for every person, for every citizen, every American to have health care. We can ride this wave of change and see, imagine, more and more and more people healthy and strong and productive in our nation. Isn't that exciting? We can do that together. We can move with that energy of change and help others create more physical well-being in their body. Wow, wow, that is exciting. I heard this morning on the news, the stock market is way up. Woo, it's way up. Now, whether it's a bubble or not and it'll burst, it doesn't matter. Because what it means is, what it represents is, we can work together to see that every American, every world citizen experiences themselves as abundance and prosperity. We can do that. We can do that together. We can do whatever we put our minds and hearts to. Now, we can continue to resist the change, but I'm telling you, change will continue to happen. It is the way of life itself, ever expanding, ever enlarging to experience more and more of itself. And the reason that we have so many rivers, if you will, of potentiality is because there are so many of us with unlimited potential, imagination, and creative powers. The choice really is, which river of change, which tide of change do you want to ride? Now, you can jump over in the river, the ocean of fear and anger, and you can continue to create more and more and more violence. More and more and more physical beings will be injured and hungry and sick, and more physical disasters will take place on our planet. Or you can decide right now, at this very moment, that you want to ride the wave of change that brings love, joy, abundance, empowerment, prosperity, and well-being to more and more and more people. See, we're not trying to force it on them. I would never force abundance or joy or feelings of self-worth on a single soul who was not ready and was not willing and did not want to experience themselves that way. What I am saying is that as each of us embraces change in a positive manner, when we hold our light higher and higher and higher, not only are we individually experiencing ourselves as more and more and more light, more and more and more power to create more and more beauty and experience ourselves as more and more love and power and beauty. But as we lift ourselves higher and higher, we are illuminating the path for others who can see where we are walking and be inspired and motivated to say, woohoo, if she can do it or he can do it or they can do it, I can do it too. And in this way, we bring about fabulous changes. Fabulous changes for ourselves individually, and as we help ourselves individually to prosper, to experience ourselves as more love and more joy and more peace and more abundance and prosperity and well-being, as we do that for ourselves individually, we are adding that energy to the whole, making it more readily available, more physically visible for those who are also wanting to change and ride with us to a higher experience of who they really are. This is a fun time in our history. It is a glorious opportunity for us. As I watch the contrast, the devastation all around me, economic disaster, financial collapse, hurricanes and earthquakes and droughts and floods, I am reminded that that is who we are not. It's who we are not, people. We are not that energy. Now, we are so powerful, such wonderful, viable, fantastic, creative beings that we can create for ourselves any experience we wish to experience ourselves as, and that is totally disconnected from source, totally unlucky, totally broke, totally sick, totally miserable. We can do that. Or we can look at those things which we have created, which are on that side of the scale, and say, whoa, that's not really what I had in mind. That's not fun. I'm not enjoying that. I don't like that. I don't wish to experience myself and express myself as being that. Wow, thank you for the powerful reminder that I am the companion to that, and the companion to lack is always abundance. The companion to hate and fear is always love. The companion to misery and sorrow and sadness is always joy, hope, and anticipation of great things on my way. And I know that great things are always on the way to me, because I am always creating from a place of I am all energy that brings forth great things. That's who you are too. You are that all-powerful creative energy bringing forth through your thought, through your imagination, through your passionate feeling, those things that you can hold on to for just a few seconds, keep clear on, move in the direction of. When you align yourself with being love, being abundance, being health. Wow. You are only a moment away from the physical expression of that. And the same is true when you imagine the worst case scenario. When you play out in your mind all those horrible what ifs. What if the economy gets worse? What if I lose my job? What if I get sick and lose my health insurance? Then you are creating those with great power as well. See, you are always creating. You can't turn it off. You can't press a pause button. You didn't come with a remote that says, pause, rewind, fast forward. But you can start where you are right this instant, regardless of what it is that you've given your energy to bring forth into physical form. You can start where you are right now. Shifting your thinking, your feeling, your believing, and creating anew, creating yourself anew, creating your life experience anew, creating how you express yourself anew, starting right now. It's fun. It's easy. You just got to want to do it. That's all. You've just got to want to do it enough that you stick to it day in and day out. When something pops up that's the opposite of what you want, you just look at it and you laugh and you say, thank you for the reminder that that is what I am not. And then you look for the companion of that and you say, wow, this is what I am, and I'm going to stay focused right here. This is the ride that I'm going to hitch myself to. This is the energy that I'm going to stay connected to. And you do it one day, one thought, one action, one feeling, one creation at a time. And when you do it in joy, when you do it in positive anticipation, knowing that you are bringing these things into physical form to play with, you're the one creating the toys. You are the toy maker. You are the source of everything that you could desire. You are source energy. All source energy flows continuously, constantly, in and through you, bringing into physical form those things which you pay attention to. And it doesn't take long. You can start right now where you are this day, this moment, and change your life this instant. You can change you this instant simply by taking a deep breath and declaring, I am. Take another deep breath. Declare, I am joy. Take another deep breath. I am abundance. See how quickly and easily that shifts who you are? You're changed now. And just those brief breaths, imagine how changed your life would be if you did that 50 times a day or 100 times a day. And you practiced it until you remembered it moment by moment. Who you are. Wow. What monumental changes would take place in your life, and not only in your life, but in your world. Your changes will affect your family, your community, your state, your country, your planet. You are that powerful. So let's take a good look at which wave we want to ride. Let's not resist the change. Let's go with it. Let's flow with it. Let's get on our surfboards, get in our speedboards and speedboats, and let's race with change. Let's go. Let's create ourselves, our lives, our planet anew with a higher, more expanded version of who we are. Because all these things that we don't like, that's not who we are. That's why we don't like them. If that's who we were, we'd be delighted with these circumstances and situations. But the reason it feels horrible and scary and knots your stomach and causes physical illness in your body is because it's not who you are. Who you are is peace, love, beauty, perfection, divine source, energy, power to create. Let's get in line with that. Let's do it joyfully. I'm loving you today. I mean, I'm really loving you today. I'm so excited about all the potentiality that's before us right now. This is a great time to be in physical form. Great time. Because we are experiencing ourselves as we have not done in centuries. Technology and medical advances, and you know what? We are now on the brink of incredible spiritual advances where we will come to more deeply understand who we are. Self-realization is now. Realizing yourself, realizing who you are, the time for that is now. I'm loving it. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. Oh, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you. I invite you to listen to my radio show. I'm at blogtalkradio.com. Do a search for Empowered Women. That's me. Join me in the chat there. Join me live on the air. I even do a little bit of coaching on the air. We'll do some spiritual life coaching on there. You call in, tell me what's bugging you. We'll do some working through it. We'll change it. In just that little brief conversation, because see, I don't have your answers, but I do know where they are, and I do know how to help you find them. And that's power, people. That's powerful. Together, wow, we can do great and mighty things together. I invite you to visit my website at www.donnadevane, that's DonnaDevane.com. Running a special, you can give a try. For a 1 hour spiritual coaching session, I'll hold anything back with you. And you can arrange it for a donation of your choice. Why am I doing this, you ask? Because I'm excited about helping people change. I'm loving it. I can generally get you in within 3 to 4 days. When I first started offering this, I could get you in within 24 hours. But you may have to give me 3 or 4 days, but I'll do my best to fit you in and arrange it around our schedules, so that we can make the most out of that hour. The donation is of your choice. There's no limit, either minimum or maximum. There's no limit. You line up with yourself. And the reason that I'm asking even for the donation is I want you to experience yourself as abundance and prosperity. Experience yourself as hope and joy and excitement. And I'll link my energy up with yours. and we'll bring about some fantastic changes in just 1 hour. That's a promise. Thank you for listening again. Join me on my radio show. Join me for some spiritual coaching. Let's get things rocking and rolling. Let's get the party going, people. This is fantastic. As always, I love you. Love yourself well. Bye-bye now.